tuned to a new edition of the D&D Morning Show. We're back at the park.
On location.
On location.
Hope you guys are doing fantastic today. We're doing another morning show outside, and I'm kind of excited. We got a little microphone going on there.
Shotgun mic.
So we're hoping that that's going to improve our quality, because we're always want to get better for you guys. We want to give you better content, better
quality.
Quality. A better experience.
Mm-hmm. A true form way.
True form life. A better experience. All right, what do we got on the roster?
On the roster. We've got, of course, the fun fact coming at you. Today we're going to talk about some carbs. And then we got a recipe and a quote, as always. So take it away. What's our fun fact?
Fun fact is the bus.
Oh, we love the bus.
We talked about the bus before, but yeah. It's like an adventure.
Yeah.
We're like, because usually we ride a bike, go for runs, walk, and then we're like, let's go on the bus.
Yeah.
So we jump on the bus and we like check the bus schedule. I feel like we're in the like 1970s. Like check the bus schedule, see what time it comes, and then we walk down to the bus and then you stand there.
If you wait for the bus. It's like a whole like experience taking the bus. It's like a whole afternoon almost. But we love taking the bus. And it's funny because when Drew and I first started traveling together, I was all about the cabs and the quick transportation, renting cars. And then this one time, I forget where we were traveling to, we landed at the airport and I'm like, okay, let's go in the taxi line. And Drew's like, how about we take the bus? And I probably gave him like the death glare. Like,
Dorothy had like a mini meltdown in public. And I was like, what are you freaking out about?
Because we went to the counter and asked him how to get to downtown from the airport. He's like, well, the taxi and this and that. And he's like, and the bus is a dollar. And of course, Drew's like, yeah, a dollar. Let's take the bus. And I thought he's just being like cheapo, right?
And it was actually a cool experience. We got to see different parts of the city. And hopefully that mic is kicking in real well.
Good.
Someone
some
has a jackhammer behind us.
Oh, boy. Oh,
my gosh.
Don't they know we're filming?
Yeah, we got to see different parts of the city, you meet different people, and it was a cool experience.
Very cool, yeah.
So now we take the bus all the time.
All the time. Yeah. We love the bus.
It's kind of fun.
I like, get excited. Let's go take the bus.
Many times there's nobody even on the bus.
I know.
It's like just us. Everyone's taking like cabs or Ubers or...
And it's a dollar.
Yeah, dollar.
It's a dollar.
Can't really go wrong there. All right, that was our fun fact. Hope you enjoyed. Carbs.
We're going to talk about carbs today. Lots of people are scared of carbs. You know, there's all of these diets out there that's low carb, no carb, skip the carbs. And I don't really understand why. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess maybe you can help me out, Drew. Like, I don't understand that why.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I mean, I suppose it goes back to like, I think the Atkins diet was the first one that's like, cut your carbs, you'll live healthier and drop a bunch of weight.
And maybe that's the why, right? Because if you cut out carbs altogether, then you'll drop a bunch of weight. But is it healthy?
Yeah, well, you know that from when you did some competition training, or Dorothy did her fitness competitions. And to get her to carb depletion was a way to get her to drop weight in a short amount of time.
But it wasn't healthy. Like, I wasn't healthier.
No, it's not. Like, of course, we teach a healthy way of lifestyle. A lot of people just want quick results.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I mean, that's an unhealthy way to get quick results. Like, it's not sustainable. It's very difficult to live a lifestyle without carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's going to be the opposite side of people being like, well, I haven't had carbs for years and I feel great.
Yeah.
But of course, this is our perspective. And we come from the standpoint of having a well-balanced diet. So that's going to be protein, carbs, fats, and what category is always plants. That doesn't seem to have a category.
So we should make a new category.
So it should be a well balance of each macronutrient that you need to live a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to carbs for a second, I believe that maybe you want in on this, Drew, but you need to be well educated on what is a healthy carb. And if we stay away from white stuff, so white bread, white rice, what else is white? there's gonna be more white stuff.
White potatoes.
White potatoes is another. If we stay away from that white stuff and go for healthier carbs, brown rice, quinoas, like the grains, the lentils,
the sweet potatoes,
that's the good stuff, right?
Yeah, carbs usually tend to be healthier when they're darker. So these are slow digesting carbs or complex carbs, and they give you energy for an extended period of time, many times because there's fiber in them, and that fiber helps slow digestion. Mm-hmm. So if you get a quick carb, for example, like a white bread, it processes very quickly. It actually processes like a sugar. So you're actually storing that body fat, but it goes by so quickly that we don't have that sustained energy.
Mm-hmm. And bread's okay once in a while. You know, a nice like sprouted grain bread, like a high quality. Bread's tricky because it's hard to find a good quality bread, but look for cleaner ingredients and have it once in a while. It's fine.
Yeah, bread usually tends to be a lower quality type of product, but you can find breads that are more homemade types of bread, smaller bakeries, bake shops that have less ingredients in the product, and that's cleaner and healthier for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moderation.
So that's our standpoint with carbs, that you do need them.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're usually scared of something.
Yeah.
We're scared
I think you said in the past show once, Drew, that usually people are obsessed with one of the macros.
Fear one of them.
Or fear one of them.
And it's not like two or three of them. It's not like, I can't have carbs and fats. It's like, just I can't have carbs. And we just come from the standpoint that carbs give you energy. Complex carbs are the things that many times, like, we avoid them, like at night or for example, like, we can't have carbs because I was told that we're not supposed to have carbs. But we don't pay attention, like you were saying, Dorothy, to the types of carbs that we're consuming. So if you have a better quality carbohydrate, if you have a cleaner carbohydrate, then you don't have to worry about that being stored as body fat, because those good, clean ingredients, nutrients, our body burns off as energy.
Yeah, your body's going to use it.
All right, so what kind of recipe do we have?
Well, it's funny that we are talking about carbs and macronutrients, because our recipe today is a monster salad, a true form monster salad. Drew and I collaborated, I guess, or came up with this recipe together, is because a lot of people say, well, salads don't fill me up, right? And Drew and I said, there's got to be a way that you can have a salad that has all the nutrients of a meal. So enter the monster salad. And we didn't call it monster just because of its gigantic size, but we called it a monster salad because we created it in a way that it does contain all the macronutrients, so that you have enough nutrients to fuel yourself as you would in a full meal.
Yeah.
So
well balanced meal.
So what do we got in the monster salad, Drew?
Well, we usually start off with the leafy greens, the
dark greens.
Dark greens. So we like kale, spinach, those are important. We usually start off with that. You can put in some lettuce, maybe some arugula, some lighter type of leaves for different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even some for filler a bit. But you get most of your nutrients from the dark ones, like kale and spinach, for example. And then one of your favorites is throw a little bit of hummus in there.
Oh, yes. But when we start off with the leafy greens, then we add some veggies, some cucumbers, some peppers, and some tomatoes. And then we sauce the salad, usually, right?
So chop all those up, all those, what you just mentioned.
All those veggies.
Yeah.
Chop them up, throw them in with your greens, and then sauce the salad with, Drew's the saucer. Drew always puts the sauce on the salad. So how do you do that, Drew?
Well, I usually find we usually use a nice vinegar. Vinegar, it could be like balsamic vinegar, it could be a red wine vinegar. And then we use a really nice oil, like olive oil, avocado oil, different types of oil, better quality. And then I use garlic. So fresh garlic, chop that up as tiny as you can. I spend extra time. I think that's a little hidden ingredient. Spend a little extra time on that garlic, throw that in there with some Himalayan salt and pepper, and mix that all together, and that's it. Very simple, very easy. Stay away from those toxic types of
salad dressings.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then this next part is where the monster part comes in. This is where we're going to get all our macronutrients. So we add some eggs on top, some boiled eggs, some quinoa on top for a slow digesting carbohydrate, and the eggs as a protein. I like to add hummus on there, and hummus would be a nice carb as well because it's made from, what are those beans?
Garbanzo beans,
chickpeas. And we add some healthy fats, some avocados, and some nuts, some walnuts on top. Am I missing anything else?
Sometimes beans, fat. Like black beans.
Oh, black beans, yeah.
So, but this is almost like I compare everything to a stir fry for some reason.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a stir fry because you have all these different ingredients that you're kind of putting together, and they all have different flavors. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we put like capers on there.
Oh yeah, Drew loves his capers.
I enjoy capers. Like, I'm an olive fan. I know that.
Yeah, olives.
A lot of people don't love them, but I love olives. I like to stay with Kalamata olives.
Mm-hmm.
Kalamata.
Kalamata. I'm not sure if we say that correctly. That's how we say it.
Kalamata olives, fantastic.
Yeah, we found that these olives, there isn't the, like in the canned black olives, you got to be really careful because there is some preservatives, some toxins in there. But we found the best ingredients in the Kalamata olives in the jar. So
yep.
That's one reason we chose them. We like to choose Kalamata olives. Side note.
So you mix all that together and you have this huge, giant monster salad.
Yeah.
That is delicious.
Delicious. Delicious. And then you'll be amazed at how it fills you up as well.
Oh, it's very filling.
You won't be having a salad and then an hour later being like, okay, what else?
I'm hungry.
It'll fuel you for a few hours.
Fuel ya.
Did I say fuel ya?
You said fuel ya.
I meant to say fuel ya. Enunciate.
Alright, so we have a quote.
This quote actually came from a presentation Drew and I were at recently about essential oils. And it was talking, this little presentation we were at was talking about emotional healing from essential oils. But anyway, the quote that came up, or what something I took away from that presentation, was the presenter says, you must let go of negative emotions before you can attract the positive ones. And that really stuck with me, made me think about that, right? It's so true. If we hold on to all of the negative things, there is not going to be room for us to attract the positive emotions. So we got to free up some space and give room for those positive ones to flow into our lives.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think about those positive people in your life. So we have those negative people in our lives that like drag us down, that make us feel horrible, that are always negative. They're like a negative person on your shoulder. We all have them.
Yeah.
It could be like family, friends, people that have been in our lives for years, and without, as challenging as it is, without removing them, we don't have space to bring in more positive people that shine light on your lives. So it's very important to surround yourself with that positivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, guys.
There you go. Have it.
That's gonna wrap it up for this edition of the morning show. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the group.
See you guys.
See ya.